Radio Network.
We are now into the fourth and final hour. Political prisoner Charlie Veach, arrested twice at the G20, will be joining us. There's now press reports of police threatening to rape women in the jail cells, reporters, and of women being raped by jail guards / police. It's now openly being announced days after the G20 bankers met and extracted $1.2 billion out of the slaves for their security. And, of course, there'll be interest paid to the bankers on that $1.2 billion as well. It's just so good for them because we buy every scam put before us. I'm just surprised they actually sent Madoff to prison. I mean, he's one of their top ringleaders. Just a bunch of Ken Lay Madoffs, and I guess they're going to take everything over just because we're idiots. Dollar should be replaced as international standard. UN report says a SDR run by the IMF and World Bank. And again, we will pay a tax to it to fund the operation. That's CNN. Here's another one. New York Times now admitting we're in a depression, the third depression. Here's one out of the London Telegraph. RBS tells clients prepare for monster money printing by the Federal Reserve before they get rid of the dollar. You'll still have it, kind of like they have, you know, currency in Zimbabwe or the peso in Mexico. And this is a plan. They do this over and over again in other countries. They're going to totally run up the dollar and totally inflate it, destroying all your savings. It's over. If we let them complete this operation, I mean, they are hacking America up. America's already got machete wounds all over it, blood just spilling out, and we might be able to save the country, maybe. But you know what? It feels too good to go down, doesn't it? There's kind of a deep-seated sickness in America. We killed 50 million babies, and the average subconscious mind is so powerful, it wants to die. The average American wants to fail and just wants to wallow into maggots and just implode. I mean, consciously people don't want that, but subconsciously there's a self-loathing, a self-hate, kind of like people want to fail. They don't have a stand-up-and-fight attitude anymore. A large portion of the public. Now, if any of you want to save your families and save the society and not go into pure bondage, we have to ignore the 30-40% that just love tyranny, and we have to ignore the other 30% or so that suck their thumbs, and the other 30% of us that know what's going on, we're just going to have to stand up, be leaders, and take the society back. But RBS tells clients to prepare for monster money printing by the Federal Reserve. As recovery starts to stall in the U.S. and Europe, with echoes of the mid-1931, bond experts are once again dusting off a speech by Ben Bernanke giving 8 years ago as a freshman governor of the Federal Reserve, where he talked about how they'd hyperinflate the dollar. Now, you noticed 2 years ago when they were getting ready for the banker bailout, banker takeover, I told you that by 2002 the stimulus would run out, that was really a wealth transfer to the central banks, and that it would only make things worse. And now we're here. And that they were lying about the unemployment numbers and lying about inflation. And now that they've suckered you good, they're getting ready to sucker you again and say, oh, we've got a reform package. Oh, but Senator Byrd died. He was the vote we needed. Oh, don't worry. And they're all over the news. Will the banks get punished for what they did? The American people demand. They've got all these housewives and, you know, six-pack guys on the news. What do you think, Mr. Johnson, Mr. Jones? What do you think, Mr. Brown? Well, I tell you, I just want these banks to be brought to justice. It's not fair. And I'm glad Obama's in there about to bring these banks to justice with this new bank tax. And that he's going to get the Federal Reserve in there, the federal government. Federal Reserve is not the federal government, but in there to take action against these banks after what they did. And they cut back to Anderson Cooper. Yeah, it is good to see something being done. Anderson, admittedly, CIA Cooper. I mean, but the good news is these globalists are running out of gas. Yeah, they're in control, but they're revealing themselves in the takeover. And they're losing all their viewers and all their credibility. I mean, that Washington Post article last Friday that I've covered so much here, where it said, yeah, it's $600 trillion in derivatives. And yeah, the Federal Reserve is going to be given total power over everything. That'll teach the banks. I mean, it's like saying, we're going to let Hitler in 1935 just be planetary ruler, and that'll keep him under control. We're going to fix the illegal alien problem by just legalizing them all. I mean, that's what they do.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
The top story on the Drudge Report today is a Politico article where members of Congress, Republican members, are not allowed to go to the Gulf and look at the damage. And the Democrats are allowed to and are having paid trips. Oil spill visits get partisan, and they are not allowed to go visit. So not only are the citizens not allowed to go visit, but everybody else is not allowed to visit. And you've got international waters out there, Taiwanese, Dutch, Norwegian, others. One Taiwanese ship can scoop up 500,000 barrels a day. That is an incredible number. That's the Associated Press reporting that. And Obama is still blocking it. But now, because the pressure is so high, they're saying these hurricanes are going to blow all this oil in. Why won't you? Why for 70-plus days have you been blocking countries from helping? You want this to be worse. You can get your carbon tax. He's saying, okay, in the next month, I'm going to have lawyers look at it, and if these companies can jump through all these hoops that are impossible, then I'll let foreign governments do this. They've agreed to let 12 foreign governments or corporations help. But BP is in international waters. Why is BP in international waters then on our shores telling media and governors and Congress people what they can do? Why is BP controlling the medical care people are supposedly getting? Why is BP telling their employees and contractors they can't wear masks? Just like the firefighters and police were told, you can't wear masks because the 9/11 dust is not bad for you. And if you do wear that, we'll have to admit it's bad. So just go ahead and breathe it and die later, and we're not going to fund you, by the way, you schmuck, you chump. I mean, these corporate people know we're gullible. They know we're sedate. They know we lay down and follow orders, and that's a recipe for enslavement, a recipe for ruination. So it's time, my friends, it's time to start getting angry. It's time to start getting serious. Look at this. Hurricane Alex turns towards Mexico, Texas coast. They thought it was going to turn more towards central Mexico, which is bad for them, but good for the Gulf states, because then that wouldn't create too many waves. But now, because it's turned up towards Texas and it is creating 6 to 10 foot swells, the buoys are showing, and the NOAA is reporting, the National Weather Association, and it's blowing huge swells in, and that oil is accelerating because most of the oil is out to sea. It's now accelerating towards Louisiana, Mississippi, and Florida. And then if a hurricane comes in later, more from the east towards Texas, it's going to blow it into Texas and Mexico. But right now it's coming up towards the Texas-Mexico border, became a hurricane overnight, and is blowing it more towards where the currents are going. But it keeps leaking, it keeps leaking, it keeps leaking, and Obama just says it could be years. This is a new way of life, but if you'll let him pass a carbon tax, then he might let the ships in. Just like he told Senator Kyle, if you'll pass amnesty, then I might secure the border. But I've got to keep that border violent so I can lie to the public and tell them that amnesty will fix it. And there'll still be narcotics being brought in. So Hurricane Alex turns towards the Gulf of Mexico. Rick Perry declares state of emergency in Texas. So I'm bracing here in Austin for the I've looked at the science, especially the dispersant. And then the off-gassing chemicals that are released from oil. Yes, oil doesn't get picked up and mixed with water and go into the atmosphere. But the byproducts and the benzene and the heavy metals can get mixed with water. That's why you can have muddy rain. That's why you can have fish rain or toads rain. When a tornado, a water spout, a tornado in the ocean or a lake sucks them up. I grew up in Dallas, and I'd look out at Lake Ray Hubbard, and you'd see tornadoes on you know, tearing up houses and tearing. I only saw this a few times. It's incredibly beautiful, but also devastating. And you'd see them tearing up houses, tearing up trees, and the tornado would be brown, full of junk and dirt. Then it would hit Lake Ray Hubbard. I'd be watching this from our house on the hill, looking down, and it would hit, and they'd turn into water spouts and turn blue. They would be brown or black, full of, you know, leaves and dirt and grass and parts of buildings. And then they'd just come across from raw lead. I was in Rockwall watching, and those tornadoes would hit, and they just turned blue. They turned blue as they sucked up the water. I'm not saying the houses being destroyed was beautiful, but the water spouts were beautiful. It's the same thing. And it's not just that water spouts are all over the Gulf. I mean, I've been on a cruise in the Gulf and seen water spouts one after the other and stood on the deck of the ship as they came over us. They weren't the tornadic type. They were the smaller water spouts. But seeing now, I'm digressing off into meteorology and earth changes. The issue here is that, yes, the byproducts and the toxic chemicals and the dispersants they're using. In fact, Google the amount of dispersant used in the Gulf, because I keep getting my numbers crossed. It's like I said, that Taiwanese trawler did 50,000 barrels, but it was 500,000 barrels. The mine just can't get around this stuff. And I want to say they said 200,000 gallons of this had been used, of the super deadly dispersant. They've got planes flying over spraying it. And I looked up that dispersant and did some research, and it is true that that dispersant goes right up into the rain. So I'm looking forward, I guess, to all the dispersant. Well, Louisiana, Mississippi is already enjoying dispersant raining down on them. And now the Washington Post, now the EPA is talking about Gulf evacuations. They're not saying how big. So this is going from bad to worse. Hurricane Alex turns towards Mexico, Texas coast. And they knew they could have gone in with those big ships and scooped up almost all the oil. Because they've really developed the science since then. But since they blocked it and used dispersant instead, it's going to be a bigger disaster and may be cataclysmic. Or the response to it may be cataclysmic. the martial law they're gearing up for. Hurricane Alex turns towards Mexico, Texas coast. BP access to medical care, controls access to medical care for Gulf oil cleanup workers, denying that they're sick. I mean, that's what they always do. A bunch of them have died. Hundreds and hundreds are in the hospital. Medical doctors are saying their lungs are full of toxic chemicals. They're going into cardiac arrest. All right, from the Deepwater Horizons, it says that surface disturbance used, it's always worse than I say, 1.3 million gallons of that deadly chemical. 1.3 million gallons. That's from the Associated Press. That's directly from the BP's own site. And another type that they're using, subsea, they're putting into the ocean, 576,000 gallons. Total dispersant used, 1,606,000 gallons. Holy mackerel. I mean, let the crude oil come in and let the states clean it up. Let the ships come in and get it before it comes in. Don't spray 1.6 million gallons of stuff that'll literally eat the skin off your body. They're reporting that stuff is eating boats. It's so strong, that's in mainstream news, that it's eating the boats. You know what? I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not having my kids breathing this. And if this stuff blows into Austin, I'm going to have to go. I'm going to have to go to Montana or something. What happens if 20 million people are evacuated? I mean, they had less than 300,000 or so evacuated out of New Orleans, and Austin was a circus. Houston was a circus. Almost bankrupted the cities paying for it. What is going to happen here? I can't believe that terrorist Obama has done this. And I've been calling him a terrorist for 2 weeks, on record calling for criminal indictments, blocking the states and counties and cities, and blocking international aid, and many others are saying that. So now he's saying, well, I'll look. I'm going to let the lawyers start building a plan. It'll take a month or so, maybe. By then, more hurricanes will come in. I mean, this guy's a terrorist. And let me tell you something. Jindal and Barber, and all those other governors and Crist, that's a cop-out saying the feds say we can't put berms up. The feds say, hey, you have a responsibility when treason's going on, and the feds have no jurisdiction on your state ground and in those estuaries. You go out there and you tell that Coast Guard, get out of your way. I mean, it's like anybody in a uniform is now God, as long as that illegal alien, Barry Sitaro, tells them so. This is definitely a false flag. There is no doubt it's a false flag against America to bankrupt us, to have a big distraction going into the election. This morning I woke up at like 3:30 a.m. and it just hit me. I said, of course, it's not just a smokescreen for the Iran attack. It's not just a smokescreen to get the carbon tax through and a pretext. It's also for the elections, where it's going to be so insane building up into November that people won't remember government health care takeover. They won't remember the gun grabbing. They won't remember all the lies, all the torture. It'll just be complete bedlam if this continues. I mean, if they let's search the latest total oil spill, total oil in the Gulf. They keep lying about it, so it's always worse than what they say. Charlie Veach is supposed to get out soon. He says he's going to give us the exclusive first report. We've also got Chuck Baldwin scheduled on the Ron Paul persecution that's now going on. I mean, look, everybody's always showing. When they go after Alex Jones, Ron Paul, and others, look out. And look at how they're demonizing us in the media. Look at the hoax that they've been putting out. Hurricane news continues. Look at this little jewel. Give me a document cam shot on that. Just in miscellaneous. How long have I told you if John McCain picks somebody, they're bad? I don't care if Sarah Palin poses with an AR-15. That doesn't cut it. You don't see Ron Paul posing with AR-15s, but he defends them. He's the real deal. You don't wave guns around, folks. You don't wave a gun around and fool me. Palin goes rogue against Tea Party candidates. Human Events, big conservative publication, admits that she's sabotaging Tea Party, true Tea Party Ron Paul people nationwide. Well, that's her job. And that's that woodchuck from Arkansas's job. He's as fake as a $3 bill, though he's a slick talker, one of the slickest I've heard. And same thing with Mitt Romney and all these guys. And they admit she's anti-Tea Party, anti-patriot, mainline Republican. She'll give you Mitt Romney if she has her druthers. Mr. Socialist Healthcare himself.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now, foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Magazine senior writer Michael Smith discusses the use of Wachovia Corp, Bank of America Group, and other banks by Mexican drug cartels to launder its funds in the magazine's August 2010 issue. Smith reports that Wells Fargo, which bought Wachovia in 2008, admitted in court that its unit failed to monitor and report suspected money laundering by narcotics traffickers. Yeah, some poor guy sells an old car and gets $2,000. I saw this case in Austin. and the IRS comes and grabs their bank account because they report it. Well, the bank shows you deposit about $800 every 2 weeks as a construction worker, and suddenly there was $2,000 extra in there, so the fraud unit called the government. Again, they're rat snitches worse than East Germany. We just accept total surveillance, and then up front, everything we do is reported to the feds, and under this new regulation reform, the big crime banks don't just take over all the other banks and get unlimited money. Literally, unlimited whatever they want. Just 10 times worse than the bailout of a year and a half ago. 100 times. In fact, it's unlimited. It's infinity worse. It's just unlimited. There's no words to describe it. But then meanwhile, billions of dollars, sorry. We didn't know it was Mexican drug cartels. Jeepers, weepers. And it just goes on and on. No. The cops are going to kick down your door looking for one balloon of heroin. Meanwhile, the Pentagon admits they're growing almost all the opium in the world in Afghanistan. Over 90% is produced there, and our government grows it, ships it out directly to your whore daughter's veins. Your daughter's a whore because they tricked her and sold it to her and got her addicted. Your son's dead because the government shipped heroin in and advertised it in movies like it was cool. They bring the drugs in. The big central banks are the equivalent of foreign spies destroying America. And I talked about this some in the first hour. You got these big global banks openly lobbying to get rid of the dollar and have a new UN-run world government SDR where the banks make the profits and we pay taxes to them. That's CNN today. Today. CNN, dollar should replace as international standard, UN report says, by SDRs, and it's the whole carbon tax plan. Now, is that treason? Is that espionage? Hitler couldn't conquer us. Stalin, Napoleon, whoever, couldn't conquer England, couldn't conquer America, but now we're conquered by these private bankers who have screwed everything up by design and gotten us deep in debt, building their empire, and now they say, don't worry, we got a plan, we're going to take over even more. And meanwhile, look out, Iran wants to nuke you. Look out, there's Muslim terrorists everywhere. Meanwhile, the illegal aliens are pouring across. There's thousands dead. Obama says, you know, that he's going to leave the border open so that people get terrorized into accepting amnesty. And meanwhile, the media is, oh, my God, the beautiful redhead was a Russian spy, deep cover. Oh, my gosh, they were surveilling us. They were actually spies, 11 of them. What do you expect? Of course, the Chinese back under Clinton had over 3,000 front companies. Loral, Hughes, Missile Secrets, communist Chinese generals in the White House. Commerce Secretary was going to go public, Ron Brown. They murdered him. Air Force colonel who did the autopsy said everybody on board had been shot in the head. They had special forces on board. Shoot everybody. Blow the door. High low, helo, out of there. Classic tactic, but side issue. You've got spies running all over America. America is a giant joke. Wide open to British, Israeli, Chinese spies, and anybody else. Why is Russia the one group that when they have spies, the globalists go ape? Well, because the globalists made a deal. They put Lenin in. Stalin went sideways. They made deals later. But the Soviet Union was set up by U.S. and British intelligence, and that's now been declassified. Mao was put in. Mao continued the deal. The Chinese have never broken their deal with the bankers. When I say the U.S., I mean the bankers that hijacked us. Russia has broken those deals, and Russia's involved in all sorts of evil as well. Any big government is. That's the problem. But the point is, they're getting ready to attack Iran. They know Russia's been selling them weapons. They already started 888 with the Russians and tried to start World War III. That's now been declassified. That's been, you know, major newspapers the last 2 months. And so they're just, this is a way to kick off, oh my gosh, the Ruskies. And notice they've got Angelina Jolie, who's a CFR member, coming out with that new movie. I've seen it in movies. What's it called? Salt? And she's supposedly a government agent, but they have a Russian defector, and he goes, I know who the spy is. It's you. And then she pulls off her wig, and she's the sexy Russian. Just like they had all these sneak attack movies where America sneak attacked on TV and in the theaters right before 9/11. I mean, look, they made that movie to kick off the new Cold War. That's it. I mean, period. And, you know, I made the point of prosecute these spies. And obviously they're spies. Husband and wife teams with fake names. Yeah, they're spies. Folks, the Iranians have guaranteed got sleeper cells here in the U.S. that The globalists won't have to stage terror attacks when they attack them. Iran will strike back. And then that's what the globalists want. Just like they blew the oil well and are blocking the recovery, they want the Iranians to attack so they can take your rights.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3131. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We've only got about 27 minutes left in worldwide broadcast. I may have to go into overdrive, which will be internet, InfoWars.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv streams only. We have Charlie Veach, who's scheduled to get out of the Toronto prison. He was arrested a second time. Big international scandal, huge news across Canada. They charged him with a crime that didn't exist, and the police chief lied and said there was a crime of videotaping and being within five meters of a security fence. And then they went ahead and arrested him at the airport for something else to cover their hind ends. They're going after Ron Paul, and Chuck Baldwin's here to talk about it. This is up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We'll throw that up on screen right now. FEC, Federal Elections Commission, attempts to shut down Campaign for Liberty. In Ron Paul's own words, this is a direct attack. They have been extremely transparent. It is a political PAC like CPAC or APAC or any of the other PACs. And the Republicans can have PACs. Israel can have PACs. The British can have PACs. BP can have a PAC, Political Action Committee. Anybody can have it. General Electric can have one. But you can't have one. You, a true American, you who wants the Bill of Rights and Constitution restored. This is an unprecedented attack. We're going to cover that here in just a moment. We got Ron Paul already scheduled tomorrow, so this will be perfect timing with him on with us in the last 30 minutes as Chuck Baldwin, of course, the Constitution Party candidate for president in 2008, just did a fabulous job, demonized by the Mayak Report as a terrorist, as Ron Paul was and Bob Barr. But before we go to him, not only is buying the books and videos something that's going to wake people up that you can give others to truly inform them, but it's also how we fund our operation here. And I can think of no more important books than things like The Secret Team by Fletcher Prouty, The CIA and Its Allies in Control of the United States and the World by Fletcher Prouty, How to Pentagon Black Ops, How They Fund the Communists, How They Run the Whole Show. Genetic Roulette, detailing how GMO food is meant to sterilize you. It reduces fertility of all, sterilizes some, so that everybody doesn't notice it right at once and takes years to do it. And it covers a lot more than just that from all the government's own admissions. This book is vital for anyone out there. You got a doctor friend or a doctor in the family who's denying this or a nutritionist, just give them this book, available at InfoWars.com. The Obama Deception and Fall of the Republic, the two preeminent films. Obama Deception's about to rival Loose Change for more views online. It's just devastating. Well over 60 million views online for free. But I'm challenging you to buy it in the high quality on DVD and make copies and get it out to everybody. Part two of that, Fall of the Republic. Invisible Empire, New World Order Defined. We've got discounts where you can get these films as low as $5.95 apiece. Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic, with so many great people. Richard Mack, Michael Bagnerick, R.J. Harris, Cynthia Davis, so many others. That's How to Take the States Back. And when this book sells out, I'm going to still carry it when I order it again, but not with the special. $19.95 hardcover, Jesse Ventura, American Conspiracies. Get a free film of your choice at InfoWars.com when you order it. And again, this is all how you also fund the radio show, the news websites, everything we do. You can watch all my films and a lot more at PrisonPlanet.tv. And I want to thank all the PrisonPlanet.tv members that make it possible. You can also call toll-free to get the films, the books, the materials. Be sure and ask about the specials and free videos and combos we have when you call 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. All right, without further ado, I want to put back up on screen for people. We've all got to stand together or hang separate, as the Founding Fathers said over and over again. And this is a very strongly worded letter from Ron Paul, who normally, even if he's talking about an incredibly dangerous situation like war with Iran, chooses his words very carefully. But he says this is meritless, but could seriously disrupt their growing program to take America back. They go on in the letter by Congressman Ron Paul to say they are attacking us because we are succeeding in changing Washington, and they are attacking us, and attack us they have. I'm writing you this letter today not to scare you or to cry wolf. I'm writing you to let you know that our success and its price. Ladies and gentlemen, the big central banks can engage in robberies publicly. They can launder drug money. The Marines can publicly be ordered to grow the opium in Afghanistan, which they don't like doing. Evil is right out in the open now. But Obama can try to appoint a lady who's anti-gun, anti-free speech. He can have all of his major czars calling for shutting down freedom on the Internet. She can write theses about socialist revolutions and how beautiful they are and how she can make them succeed. I mean, these people, everything they're doing is treason and criminal. I mean, and I don't just use that term. There is no other word. This is a group of violent revolutionaries like Lenin and Trotsky. We are in as great a danger now as the people of Russia were in 1916 or the people of Germany in 1933. I mean, I'm not kidding. They already want to arrest Ron Paul, myself, Chuck Baldwin. They're brainwashing cops about us. And I want to go to Chuck Baldwin now. I appreciate him holding while I went over this. This is unprecedented, Chuck. What's your take on it?
Well, I just became aware of it today, as a matter of fact, and the letter I'm talking about from, I think the letter was written by John Tate, who heads up Ron's campaign for liberty. And you're right. This is unprecedented. I can't imagine that they would have, you know, used this kind of action against any of the groups that you just mentioned in your monologue there. It's obviously a politically motivated scandalous kind of activity that's being performed by the Obama administration here.
Well, I mean, we can't just sit here and let these crooks try to persecute Ron Paul. I mean, we as citizens are allowed to form a political movement within the Republican Party to try to elect members of Congress and mayors and senators and governors that will just support the Bill of Rights and Constitution. But these revolutionary terrorists, they know we're trying to save America and trying to stop their revolution, and so they're coming for us.
Yeah, I think the thing that they're going after, and this is what I think the listeners need to understand, what they're going after is shining the light on the voting records and the records of others, the bureaucrats in Washington, D.C., and that's what Campaign for Liberty does. They're excellent about, you know, informing the American people as to who supports what or who opposes what, whatever the case may be, keeping people informed as to what their representatives and senators are doing. And I think that's what has really energized the ire of the Obama administration. You got to remember.
Well, you're right. They have auto calls that are better than anybody's. They've got auto emails. They've got people that call you. And they're really helping defeat a lot of legislation that's anti-American and globalist. You're right. And they can also look at the graph. They just see the Patriot movement with the Ron Paul being one of the centerpieces of the jewel in the crown, energizing. They can see our growth curve. And that's what Cass Sunstein says. He says, we've got to shut the web down. We've got to shut down these conspiracy theorists, these people that don't believe in global warming, these people that believe in a new world order, these people that believe in a global government. I mean, that's in CNN today, a global government with SDRs. They can't allow us to have any speech because we've got the truth.
Well, that's exactly right. And I think, Alex, what you have said there, I think, is, exactly, the thinking that's behind it. Also, take into account the Disclose Act that just passed the House of Representatives, which unfortunately, the NRA refused to oppose because they got an exemption. So you get an exemption if you are somebody like the NRA and a few other select particular lobbying groups, but everybody else, like GOA, which I really think is the greatest proponent for the Second Amendment today, as far as political action groups are concerned, and Gloria Pratt and those guys, everyone else will be not allowed to put up the voting records and to challenge the incumbents on their records within, I think it's 120 days before an election.
Now, let's think about that. They're saying that American citizens and organizations cannot tell the public a voting record. Think of how Twilight Zone all of this is getting. I mean, they know what they're doing is unpopular and illegal and unconstitutional and treacherous and treasonous, literally, and they are, and I saw the Wall Street Journal headline, NRA sells out America, and even the Wall Street Journal admitted, I mean, this legislation is right out of Soviet Russia.
Right, and the Lord said that men love darkness rather than light when their deeds are evil, and that's what we got going on. We got a bunch of evil that's going on, and they don't want the light of day. The internet puts the light of day on it. Talk radio puts the light of day on it. Ron Paul's Campaign for Liberty puts the light of day on it, and that's what they're doing. They're trying to cover the light so that they can continue to operate in darkness.
Do you ever scratch yourself, pinch yourself? I know I do all the time. I mean, it's one thing to intellectually years ago know that the globalists were planning this because we had their own documents. They've been public about it. But to see them actually doing it, government hijacking of health care and actually cutting the care to people, trying to launch new wars, trying to pass laws to secretly arrest citizens for no reason, openly saying they're going to take over the internet, coming out with serious criminal investigations of Campaign for Liberty when Campaign for Liberty is totally transparent. I mean, and now trying to block the American people from being able to know how someone voted. I mean, these guys, they really are criminals.
Well, and not only that, I think that they feel that the momentum has been in their favor over the last several years, and it has, quite frankly, and I think they're trying to seize the moment. I think they're a little nervous about the Tea Party movement. I think they're a little nervous about the state sovereignty movement that's going on around the country. They're nervous about some of these state legislators and some of these candidates that are openly promoting secession and independence for their states. I think they're nervous about Ron Paul. They're nervous about Alex Jones, Chuck Baldwin, and so forth. And so they're doing what they can do while they have the momentum to do it. And I think that's what we see going on here. And I think we're in a fight, and we just have to make up our minds that we're not going to roll over and play dead, and we're not going to let these people steal our country.
I mean, Kagan admits she's a socialist. I mean, and then Chris Matthews praises in his book and publicly Saul Alinsky and Lenin. But then if you say the government's socialist, he says you're a racist. I mean, these people know exactly what they're doing. I want to look at the audience who's watching on PrisonPlanet.tv and listening via AM, FM, shortwave, satellite, XM, later on YouTube, at PrisonPlanet.tv later. However you're watching, I want to look at you and I want to say something. They've got national TV specials coming out demonizing Chuck Baldwin, Ron Paul, myself. They've got Pentagon and other government reports, state police, federal dossiers. The Canadian police have them on us saying we're the enemy. Just little old Pastor Chuck Baldwin, little old talk show host Alex Jones, little old Dr. Ron Paul. Why are they scared? They're scared because we know who they are. We can see who they are. And they can see us exponentially reaching new people and the public waking up. And as the darkness falls, they want to confiscate our candles because our little lights are getting brighter and brighter, not because we're getting brighter, but because the darkness is falling. They want to shut the web down. They want to stop free speech. The curtain's falling now. You have got to use the internet and videos and books and materials and donate and spread the word like your life depends on it and like the country's life depends on it now. We do not have time because the information you have and that we have and all of us have together is so powerful that they, before were hubris-filled and just trying to demonize us and ignore us, now they just want to shut us off. And it's because they're hemorrhaging to death. They have gambled to go for it all, and we can grab victory, you know, out of the jaws of defeat or victory from the jaws of defeat now. But please appreciate these shows, appreciate the websites, appreciate the info now because it – Chuck, can you make it any simpler than I am or boil it down?
No. Doing a pretty good job, Alex. That's exactly right. You know, the American people have got to decide, you know, what they want for their children and for their future. If they are just willing to have the shackles put around their necks and glibly go on into slavery and tyranny, let their children be raised in a tyrannical state, well, then so be it. Make your choice. But for people that love freedom and love liberty and really do want their children to grow up in a land of freedom, it's going to be up to us right now to fight for it, as you said. And I think that we've got to spend our money according to our convictions. We've got to support those individuals and those institutions that are out on the front lines. We can't do it by ourselves. None of us are able to do it by ourselves. None of us are independently wealthy. All of us are scratching for survival when it comes to paying the bills. And if people out there are going to have an impact on their country, they've got to dig down and they've got to support those institutions and those people that are on the front lines fighting for their freedom. And if we're not willing to do that, Alex, quite frankly, then it's gone. I mean, we're to the point now where this thing is getting close to the curtain coming down. And I know you know that, and I know a lot of your listeners know that, but I've just got to say that. We are getting close. I mean, this thing is escalating exponentially in a way that I, quite frankly, am a little surprised at. I mean, I knew it was going to grow. I knew it was going to escalate. I had no idea it was going to be this fast. And let's face it, this is not just Barack Obama. You know, we had the same thing going on with Bush, with the same thing going on with Clinton.
But now it's at rocket
escalated.
Power. But I mean, now it's at, it. I mean, it. I mean, I agree with you though. I'm amazed at how fast it's moving. And you've got Sarah Palin now out in Human Events targeting real Tea Party candidates. You've got targeting Ron Paul type candidates, even though she endorsed Rand. She's showing her colors there. The whole system is getting more and more desperate. But now is the time to throw it all on the line, folks. Now is the time to come to the aid of your country. America's never been perfect, but it's a Christian nation. It's been the best in the world, the wealthiest, because of the blessings of liberty that God gave us, because we did do the right thing. And that engine of freedom is dying, and the choice is being made now. You better be at your city councils, your county commissioners, your water districts talking about this. You better be at the state house. You better be calling to talk radio. You had better not wait and, you know, to start an organization. You better get out there now and point at this tyranny for what it is and point out this is illegal and wrong. And we had better point out that it is both parties, like Chuck Baldwin said, but under Obama, Chuck, hasn't it gone into overdrive?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's gone into overdrive. No doubt about it. But that's because the foundation was already laid. I mean, I predicted this back in the Bush years. I said that, you know, if Obama's elected, he is just going to expedite everything that's already been laid and put in place. I mean, Bush just laid the table for him. And of course, Clinton did before that. And now that he's got the Congress, he being Obama, he's got the Congress, they're able to implement these things that they were put in place back during the Bush years, but it's just exploding. We got the oil thing, which is such a distraction to other things that are going on. I mean, this is not a serious thing down here. I live on the Gulf Coast. We're dealing with what's going on down here with that, you know, up close and personal. So I know what's going on, but there are some other things that are happening that the American people are not seeing, and the national news media is not telling us, things that you talk about all the time on your show, Alex. And if the American people don't rise up now to resist. The spirit of resistance, Thomas Jefferson talked about.
Stay there. Come back and tell us about the spirit of resistance and the issues the oil spill is overshadowing. Chuck Baldwin's our guest. Stay with us.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers.
Coming to you from deep behind enemy lines in occupied USA, we want America back. We're the good guys. Globalists are the bad guys. Choose sides. Chuck Baldwin, we got a headline up at prisonplanet.com. Obama wants the oil spill crisis to get worse. He's been under massive pressure to let the oil skimmers in. Now he says he might in the next month because the hurricanes are already there to blow in more oil. Give us your brief take on that, given the whole history of it. I was talking to you in the break. You think there's sabotage?
I think Obama and the administration knew about the problems that the BP well had as early as January and February of this year. I think they deliberately did nothing in order to exacerbate the problem. I personally believe, at least let's just put it this way, I suspect sabotage. I suspect that Halliburton and the Bush-Clinton crime cabal is behind a lot of this. BP is going to go bankrupt over this, and it's not an accident that it was a BP oil well that was targeted, because there is a major rift going on right now between the higher level officials in Great Britain and the Bush-Clinton crime center.
Yeah, for those that don't know, it's on record with CIA officer Terry Reid and others that Bush and Clinton actually worked together. That's all a staged event. Shifting gears, what else, in your view, is the oil spill distracting from? I think it's from the healthcare takeover that's happening.
Well, obviously, they want to use it to pass the cap-and-trade energy monstrosity. But I think what it's overlooking is, Alex, there's probably $6 trillion. And I know we throw these numbers around and nobody can calculate that high. But we're talking to $6 trillion that's hanging around out there that the British government, or I should say the British bankers, believe has been stolen from them. And whenever this well went up and all of the pressure now that's placed upon BP and probably going to go bankrupt, and what that's going to do throughout Britain and Europe, I believe this was a signal by the people that stole that money to say, leave us alone. There are things here going on, Alex, that I believe that are so criminal, that are so evil, that are so sinister, that the American people know nothing about, and the American media especially is not going to tell us anything that we need to know. But there are things going on behind the scenes here that this oil well is a diversion, or maybe we could even say a warning.
Well, I mean, take the Federal Reserve reorganization that even the Washington Post admits gives them unlimited power over all financial institutions and things that affect the economy. In Andrew Napolitano's words, this is a total seizure of the economy. So the Federal Reserve engineers the banking collapse. Now they get even more power. I mean, it's all happening right now. Byrd dying, it has sabotaged that, at least for the next few weeks. That's actually a gift from God. I'm not glad he's dead, but that screwed up the passage of it. But, I mean, this is amazing. So it's all happening at once.
It is, and it's all happening, I think, in a coordinated effort. I do not believe that these things are isolated instances. I just don't believe that. These things are too big, they are too coincidental, and the ramifications are too monstrous to suggest that this is not something but a design behind it. And I think that's exactly what's going on. And I think that's all related to some of what I'm talking about here today, some of the things that you're talking about. Obviously, they're not going to ever let a crisis go without using it.
Absolutely. Chuck Baldwin, author, presidential candidate, and so much more. Give us your website.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Alex. It's ChuckBaldwinLive.com.
ChuckBaldwinLive.com. Ours are InfoWars.com. ChuckBaldwinLive.com. I break down everything that happened in retransmission. Chuck Baldwin, we'll talk to you again soon. We've got Ron Paul on tomorrow. Pray for Ron Paul. Pray for all of us. The enemy is coming out to persecute us. That story's up on PrisonPlanet.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.